Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What I think is just a really interesting situation for the Cavs of if Donovan doesn't want to be back here with J.B. Bickerstaff, how can you keep JB here until Donovan makes his decision? Like, is that the play? Like, do you just hold on to your coaching situation until you heard definitively from Donovan? Like, here's the thing. There isn't an obvious win like Mike Budenholzer. I still think there are good coaches out there. So, like, I do empathize with the Cavs that it's not as simple as, all right, you're going to fire JB this weekend, although I think that might still be the expectation, or early next week, then you hire his replacement, then maybe the Jarrett trade first, then the Donovan decision, then you make the pull the trigger on Donovan or Darius. Like,
Do you think they're going to fire him this weekend?
I think if they're waiting for Donovan to tell them, I think that's an act of cowardice. I think you should know. Because here's the thing, like, you can really, really love and respect J.B. Bickerstaff, but you've got 4.5 years to tell you what this guy does really well. And every single criticism that I've heard of J.B. doesn't magically get better just because Donovan Mitchell isn't here anymore. As a matter of fact, I think it stands to reason that a player like Donovan can cover up for a lot of the oopsie daisies that a coach that maybe doesn't fit your current trajectory is on.
Do you think JB? I mean, I do think JB can coach. I think he can coach a certain type of player, a certain type of team. I mean, like, you saw the team fight for him when they didn't have Donovan and they didn't have Jared Allen. So it wasn't like the team quit on J.B. Bickerstaff. I just don't know that he's made to coach a roster like this or a team. Go ahead.
Well, I agree, but you know what I think it is? I don't think he's a good playoffs coach. Or I don't think he's a good coach for the playoffs yet. I still think the rotations, I think you saw how much it took to get Marcus Morris in the lineup. Marcus, I'm not saying Marcus would have done that every game. I'm saying he could have given you quality minutes. I think when it comes to the ideas of playing Merrill, or you couldn't help with Dean Wade, but like, I just think, like, I do think he got outcoached against Jamal Mosley, who was Jamal's first postseason as an NBA head coach. And I thought Jamal was slightly better, significantly better. I don't know how we gauge that. I think Jamal coached that game to seven games. Coached that series to seven games. The Joe Mazzulla thing, like, Joe Mazzulla, I don't think he's a good coach. I think he just happens to be blessed with the support of Brad Stevens and an insane roster. So, and I think he's a good offensive coach. I don't know he's a good head coach, if that makes sense. So, like,
it does make sense, by the way.
So I empathize if the Cavs say, well, but we didn't, you know, it's really only been one series where he's been up against a known quantity as a head coach in Tom Thibodeau. Don't care. It's three series. You know. And if the only thing that's going to motivate you to change at head coach is Donovan Mitchell, again, I think you're coming from this at a point of I said cowardice. That's a heavy-handed word, but you're playing scared. And I think this offseason, and again, a lot of this is you. I don't want to say played scared. You played it safe last offseason. And I think that attributed to the situation you're in right now. If you play it safe again, I'm sorry. I think you could end up missing your window here to make this thing go as well as it possibly can. There's going to be a lot of moving parts, a lot of really good players available this offseason. And, you know, I really do think JB is the kind of guy who it's like, maybe in another time, his second full go-round, he had the year in Houston. That's not fair to judge him solely on that, even though he coached in the postseason. But maybe one more go-round with a new roster, a new organization, maybe then JB can. But, like, I think people have looked at this. Well, but look, at the playoffs were better than we expected. Were they really? You were expected to beat Orlando. It took seven games. You beat Orlando. But it took a lot from Donovan. It probably shouldn't have taken all that from Donovan. And then the Boston series ended in a gentleman's sweep. So, like, I don't, unless you just had a bad head coach, which I don't think JB is, I don't know how that would, like, it kind of went how everybody thought it was going to go when we knew you were going to play Orlando and Boston. So the reality is you have to, okay, was he the best coach in any one of the series that has been the last three playoff series? I don't know definitively you can say yes in any of those. I think you can definitively say no in at least one of them, if not two of them. And then here's the other thing. What about the... Do you think the regular season... Let me put it this way. Do you think the Cavs could have won more games in the regular season in the last 2 years?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Do you think that certain players could have been developed better, utilized better in the regular season over the past 2 years?
Yes.
Okay. So if we're in, because
it's the same point I said yesterday. Like you felt the same way I did last year. Like he should have probably been gone before this year. Nothing that happened this year has changed my mind. Nothing's been like, oh wow, this guy has improved, or we're not talking about the exact same things.
And I think maybe a problem I have is people are just...
People?
Just, they're looking just big picture. Well, two top four seeds. You've been in three playoff series. That should be good enough, right? Like, I heard Mike Fratello on with Baskin and Phelps. He's like, well, yeah, you made it to the first round. You went to the play-in. They made it to the first round. They made it to the second round. Like, that's linear progress. I think that's negating the fact that you got embarrassed in a series you should have at least been competitive in last year. I think that's negating the fact that the Orlando thing went a little longer than it should have. And I think it's negating the fact that you had chances to win multiple games in this Boston series. I don't put that entirely on JB. Again, there were some things that I liked that he did this year. I cannot find one redeeming quality of last year's playoffs. This year I can. But I think, like, we're not looking at the nuance of, has the regular season prepared you for the postseason? Has the regular season put you in the best possible position? Whether it was, did you win enough games, or did you develop the players and get them ready? I don't know I can say definitively in either case that the answer is yes. And I think that concerns me. And I think there are, like, I think we just assume that bringing these guys back or bringing, well, you know what? Continuity is always the answer. And I really do love continuity. You also have to be able to answer, can this dude do it? Because if you retool this thing and a year down the road with JB and a year down the road, let's say even Donovan opts in, but you trade Darius, you trade Jarrett, brand new roster, and you top out again in the second round, and we're talking about it for the same reasons. Well, rotations aren't great, didn't utilize this, the offense is still stagnant. If we're saying those same things, one, it might push Donovan to want to leave. I don't think just because Donovan says, yeah, I'm going to resign with you, doesn't mean you're here for the next 5 years. And two, you should always be able to find the right head coach. You should always know what you want in the head coach. So the idea of the coaching market should impact that, I think, is silly too. I think you have the answers. And I think there are times to stand pat, times to play it safe. I don't know why this would be the one. Because if you play it safe, I think every roster year to year has a window. And you're either growing or you're dying. It's that simple. You have every opportunity to not just take a step forward next year with the right moves and the right head coach. You have a chance to be a power broker in the East. And I think that's what's at stake here. Like, I don't just want to like, hey, man, maybe we'll make it out of the second round next year. No, the expectations are if Donovan's here, I want to compete for the Eastern Conference Finals championship. Like this year, you didn't do that. You got skunked by Boston. And there are valid reasons as to why. 2 years in with a lot of talent. Let's be real honest, guys. It doesn't matter. The talent doesn't fit perfectly together. They have an ass load of talent. And you've won one series. And outside of that one series, you've got two playoff wins in the other three series.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's like, not great. I feel like they made growth this year, but it's almost like next year, you don't want to... Like, if you keep things the same, I think you take steps back.
Mm-hmm. 216-474-0092. What's the next step for the Cleveland Cavaliers? At some point, we're going to get to the Woj thing. I think the Cavs are in a great spot. But, man, this is where leadership matters. This is where, whether it's from Kobe, whether it's from Dan Gilbert, this is where things other than the head coach leadership really matters to pick a direction and have the stones to stick in it and understand the risks, but maximize the upside of the situation you're in. Kenneth, welcome to the show, Kenneth.
How are you guys today?
Good, Kenneth.
Doing very
how are
well.
You?
What you got, buddy?
I keep trying to figure out why would you try and get rid of Jared Allen when we finally got somebody that can score and play defense. He's actually what everyone wants Evan Mobley to turn into. They keep talking about this unicorn. He fills up the stat sheets in all categories, and they want to get rid of this guy. Are you going to bring in another center and hope that we can get both sides of the play out of him?
So I don't think – go ahead, buddy.
I would rather get rid of some of these wings that can't shoot or they can only play defense and keep him and maybe fill those roles instead of trying to bring in another center.
So
that just seems smarter to me.
There's a catch-22 here. Now, thank you for the call. One, I should say, I don't want to trade Jarrett. I think Jarrett's awesome, man. And I love watching him play. He plays hard. I think I'm so proud of him for the way he responded in the play. The playoffs, like last year, he got bullied around by a couple players, by Mitchell Robinson, by Isaiah Hartenstein. And this year he showed up in those four Orlando playoff games. He showed up as the most physically dominant player on the court. That was cool. Like, as somebody who's watched that guy go from the 21st pick in, I think, the 2017 draft to now, to like rotational big, you know, expenditure with or expendable piece in because, you know, you had to get Kyrie and Harden and Durant into Brooklyn to All-Star to last year to this year. But it's a question of fit. It's not do you like Jared Allen. It's not do you think Jared Allen is a really good player. It is does he fit with Evan Mobley? And I don't know. Like I think you saw how better the offense flowed without Jared. That's not a Jared problem. It's a roster problem. And I also think Jared's coming into an offseason where he's going to have tremendous amount of value, more so than last year, because there are teams that need a player exactly like him, OKC and New Orleans, to name a few. And there are teams, and those teams have what you need, which is wings. Now, the other part, the wings didn't get the job done. Yeah, they you know, Max Strus should not be playing 30 minutes a night next year. He needs to go back to being who he was in Miami, which was like a 25 minute a night guy. And if there are nights where the shots aren't falling in the playoffs, much like what happened in Miami 2 years ago, he shouldn't be in the rotation on that night. That's just as simple as that. 216-474-0092. Jerry, Larry, Dwayne, and Dan.
Jerry, Larry, Dwayne, and Dan. Dan.
Jerry, Derry, Dwayne, and Dan. Now I said Luane.
LaWayne, Larry, Jerry, Dwayne.
Jerry, Larry, Dwayne, and Dan. Jerry, Larry, Dwayne, and Dan.
It's like that. What was that one song that is the viral video? It's like beans, greens, potatoes.
I haven't seen
that. You haven't seen that?
I'll have to see it then on the break. What's the next step for the Cavaliers?
Like singing. You don't, you've never seen that?
I've never seen that.
Oh, it's so funny. My kids sing all the time. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.